This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 401. It's a 401 that doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
Actually, it's an error message, isn't it?
Yeah, what error code is 401?
Oh, God, I'm going to have to look that up now. Code 401, which is... unauthorized. Unauthorized. Yeah,
that sounds like us.
Yeah.
Oh, so like if you need a password and you don't.
Ooh, 402, payment required.
Oh,
also sounds like us.
I know. Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host Brian Kilby. With me, we have Melvar, Chris, Don, Diecast, and the Robs, Rob Clay and Rob Springer.
Junior Mafia.
Junior. What is Junior Mafia?
That's a old East Side rap slang.
Okay, I don't know that,
that was
one.
That was Biggie's people, Junior Mafia.
Oh, okay. Biggie, can't you see?
And it's
sometimes
just,
George just hypnotized me.
It's really the best punctuation you can ask
now
for.
I'm having flashbacks.
And I just love your flashy ways.
Now I'm having flashbacks up to the drive.
What you guys don't realize.
Oh, yeah, Kim played that quite a bit.
What you guys don't realize is Don and XV have a classic hip hop cover band.
I would pay to see that.
You know what? I think
he's hanging up. He's
I think we have room to play on our team too.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
How dare you pick
Massey attack.
That was
hey,
early.
You know,
people listening, Massey just attacked Don.
No, I picked him up because he wanted to come up earlier, so I picked him up while we were on camera.
Have you learned nothing?
He did. Let me pick up.
That was the most gang thing I've seen ever, speaking of Junior Mafia. Hey, pick me up so I can punch you.
You know, on Twitter, Don commented recently how he'd gone 2 days without Massey attack. And someone replied that he better watch the show this week because Massey's obviously saving up for a big one.
Yeah.
And wish.
So I hope you're watching live and joining us in the chat. Because right now Computron 2 is actually just retyping everything I say.
Awesome.
Interesting.
Transcription for the deaf.
Thank
Did
you.
Did you spell Junior Mafia right?
I don't know. But
you know, I hope you are watching live, and I hope that you will continue watching live, because we're going to have some awesome live coverage in February.
Great point, XV. So yeah, Toy Fair 2015 takes place February, actually happens the week of February 14th, but we will have live coverage February 14th and 15th. Diecast, what days will you actually be at Toy Fair?
14th, 15th, and possibly the 16th.
So who are you currently lined up to talk to?
We're lined up to talk, well, of course, Hasbro. That's
We love you, Hasbro.
14th, and that's, you know, Hasbro is honestly the best show of all of Toy Fair. And the biggest for us. But we also have Bandai on the list, Playmates on the list, Matty Collector on the list, Mattel on the list, probably a couple others that I forgot. But
hey, what about Lego?
Well,
I mean, sorry.
No Lego. Unfortunately, Lego said they would accommodate us.
No, that's okay. They didn't have time to fit you into their schedule on your available days this year, but we're going to try again next year, and, you know, eventually we will get a report from Lego, from Diecast.
Well, don't worry. We're not bitter people. We'll simply say, that's okay. We got Mega Bloks, and we're giving them the Oscar.
Yeah.
We have Creo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll give Creo the daytime Emmys.
Rob jokes, but Diecast, if you can talk to the Mega Block people, they usually got good reps out.
I love some Mega Blocks.
Yeah, yeah. They're great. So we will have, God, the best time that we have all year, which is the live coverage of the Hasbro event on Saturdays. So on Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, spend that with us.
Starting, what, around noon Eastern?
Yeah, about noon Eastern time. It'll probably run 5 or 6 hours. Diecast will be there once the event's over. We'll be calling him up and hopefully some of our other friends there and actually just talking about the event. But we will have live coverage. Diecast will be tweeting like a madman, tweeting out photos from our Twitter account at TF Radio. And we'll be sharing and commenting and providing analysis on what we see. It's going to be great. God, we love it. It's our freaking Super Bowl.
Oh.
I can't wait to maybe I can go sometime. Then you could use me, my tweets as the drinking game. You know, if I make a typo drink.
I'm plastered.
We'll send you to the county fair, Don.
Basically, what's going to happen is Don and I are going to cause so many liver functions this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, what happened? Rob stopped caring again.
But between Toy Fair and BotCon this year, we are going to have some killer coverage.
Oh.
So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well, facebook.com/TF Radio. So what we normally do is we send out tweets from the event, and then we pretty much collect those and put those on Facebook, and then we discuss those there. So it's pretty awesome.
The only downside is if we're in a concrete bunker or in the cellar or, you know.
Look, man.
I don't. Well, where are you going with that, Don?
No, I'm saying some of these locations are not conducive to having any signal whatsoever.
Well, a toy fair shouldn't be a big deal, and we'll make something work at BotCon.
Look, it's 2015. I'm pretty sure I can check my email on my shoes by now.
Yeah. Well, heck, in a couple of months, your shoes will be lacing themselves.
Dude.
It's true.
It's not that I can't wait for the Nike versions. I can't wait for Payless to get this technology. Because that's when you know we're in the future, is when it's at, like, Walmart. Oh, add one. I only see this at Ross and Walmart.
Yep.
Self-lacing.
So,
ow. Stop squeezing.
But yeah, Toy Fair, February 14th. It's, again, our biggest event of the year. We get tons and tons of information out to the folks. We love that. So on the show this week, we have This Week in History. We have some news for you. We have a question, a Q&A question, and at the end of the show, because we have about 3 or 4 weeks to see if this comes to fruition, we'll have our Toy Fair predictions.
Ooh.
Yep. Pretty awesome. So jumping into This Week in History. This is kind of a lame one, but it gives me a chance to talk about my favorite thing ever. So in 1987, this week, there was a strategy guide released for the Mystery of Convoy game. But my God, Mystery of Convoy.
Mystery of Convoy. Shortening lifespans by the second.
Was the strategy to not get shot?
The thing is, I don't... Like, it was a different time. It was a different time. If this game had been designed in 2014 to 2014 standards, it would not have been released. It would have just gone, like, you know, back then it was shovelware. They would just release whatever. People would buy it. But if a game that bad was published today, it would just get shelved.
Thing
it
is,
that's
what I was about to say. It was just released again in 2014. Mm-hmm. And it's still shovelware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mobile games can be shovelware because they cost a dollar
or nothing, or cost nothing.
Right.
Just think about this: we've come long too late to enjoy this, but our grandchildren will know what it's like to get a video game from grandma and it not be E.T.'s mini carts.
Yeah.
Because that's on Android or something.
So actually, just making sausage, I'll mention this. So of course, we have to pay for like all of the bandwidth and stuff for the show. But the cool thing about mobile, Google hosts all of the like files and stuff for their Android games. So you produce it, they host it. You can just pretty much forget about it. Hmm? So literally, you know, if you don't mind just throwing away the cost of producing the thing, it's pretty much free after that.
How do we make the podcast a mobile game?
I know. Hey, we do have an app, tfradio.net/android. You can I'd like to get that.
Same idea.
I'd like to get that over 10,000 downloads. So help us out. If you have an Android phone, go and do that.
If you have an Android phone, just go and download it and delete it and download it and delete it until we hit 10,000.
Sure,
I'd like an RFC Endless Runner game. Of course, after 2 seconds, we're all bushed.
We're all tired.
Well, now, Brian. One thing is that if the new game in Japan had a strategy guide released, couldn't they buy that through Amazon through us?
We'll worry about that later, Don.
Oh, okay.
But yes, they could. Thank you for mentioning it.
If we had,
if we had a, our own RFC game, I
check
the see
check the show notes. There's a place for that. It's it comes later.
Instead of the
see,
the
Don, I was on schedule with the Toy Fair plug.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
That comes later, but it was a good effort. Good hustle. Good hustle. Good hustle.
I didn't scroll down far enough. I didn't
I'm,
see that.
I'm just saying our sauce just became Vienna.
Yeah. So around here, people call that Vienna. Don, you've heard that, I'm certain.
Viagra?
No, Vienna sausage. People here don't know where Vienna is and never heard of it, so they call it Vienna.
You know them ladle wieners in the can.
This is also the place that has a garage church and two trailers that have formed a trailer zord. So if you don't know what I mean, go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/bkilby, and I have
We're in the
posted.
South. We're not educated.
Terrible place, terrible place. Don, you've heard that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've always called them Vienna.
You're smart. You're smart. That's why.
That's right. Yeah, I've called them Vienna. I've just heard them for years.
I call them gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. I ate that crap as a kid. Yeah, I wouldn't touch
like
that now.
I was like,
well, my dad would always have some more honey. You know, he'd go out at O Dark 30 and he'd have potted meat, Vienna sausages, and crackers in his
potted meat. Oh,
my
God.
Brother's Nature Man. I know where you're coming from.
Thank potted you. Meat food product, the best potted meat product available.
I like potted meat though.
Potted meat.
What else I like?
Velveeta.
Oh yes.
Yeah. But Transformers. Let's get back to that. So yeah, that Transformers Mystery of Convoy guide. Which if it was available on Amazon, you can go to tfradio.net. And thanks, Don. Just click the little button and search for it.
Real talk. What isn't available on Amazon?
Everything is available on Amazon. So let's go ahead and jump to the news. So
I just bought Rob Clay. He ain't got the notice yet. Got that's space good. For you right here, buddy.
Oh, hey, you know, though, he'll be close. He can go to Jolanta then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, Rob, Diecast, and I will be at Jolanta.
Yep.
And Rob, we are now on the Jolanta homepage.
Oh, dude, I haven't checked in.
My name's actually on there, too, which is pretty great.
Awesome, good. Because last year it was just me and a picture Dusty. From Hooper X's wedding on the thing. Like,
and that's a great
like,
photo, though.
Where did I get this?
It's a great photo. Hey, also, so
it wasn't even a screenshot of that time you were on the TV show when they were redoing.
Should have been.
Front yard.
Also, Hooper X's house.
Yeah.
Hey, so in the news. So there was. Oh, so no, I'm confusing two stories. So Hasbro Combiner Wars, we got photos. What was the source of these photos of upcoming
toys? The package art style? Okay, so that is allegedly from, like, setup of Hasbro's area at the UK Toy Fair.
Ah, but this didn't show up at UK Toy Fair, right?
Well, what these are supposed to be, like, banners, not product.
But I haven't seen where this stuff was corroborated other than, like, this original posting.
Right,
Is Hasbro allowing photos at UK Toy Fair?
Oh, no.
That's why.
That's why these are all like really close cropped, so you can't see any context around you
like,
know,
no photos.
Deniability.
That Pawtucket body pitch is getting bigger by the moment.
If you didn't catch last week's episode, listen all the way to the end. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
So, Ultra Magnus, huh?
Maybe. The thing Hopefully. Is, like, we know there's a leader Ultra Magnus coming, which is supposed to be its own new mold.
But if it's a scaled up Optimus, if it's a scaled up Optimus, I will die.
I wasn't thinking scaled up so much as like a combination of smaller price point figures in a leader box. You know, the Voyager Prime mold, maybe a Deluxe and a Legends all in one at once. You know that Legends Rodimus that seems to be attached to his chest might be in there. I kind of hope not. I kind of hope this isn't Ultra Magnus, and more importantly, if it is Ultra Magnus, if it has two white Optimus Prime heads, I'm going to be pissed.
I think I might be a little happy, like, it's mega half-effort Prime.
I kind of am hoping this is, like, Thunderclash or something.
Ooh, yeah. Would love that.
Wouldn't it be great if we got Thunderclash into Turbo Masters as his limbs?
I would love that. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
What on the art appears to be the Mirage and Sunstreaker on the arm positions from the inventory listings we had some weeks or months back, just going by colors. And then, of course, the little Rodimus Legends on the chest.
Man.
And then the other head scratcher is what seems to be straight up Classics Bumblebee.
Yeah.
That's called a cash-in.
It is, but it's more the matter of, okay, what format are they going to release this in? Because, you know, all the deluxes are combiner limbs.
I've totally been calling it. There's going to be random holiday gift sets. Just Combiner Wars slapping on them.
Probably.
But hey, look, the scooter thing combines on his back. Buy it.
It'd be smart.
Yeah. I mean, y'all scoffed when I said Fall of Cybertron Bruticus. Look at Costco this winter.
And then, and then at Toys R Us, we're going to get exclusive platinum Energon Mega Dinobot.
Ooh.
Because, hey, that combines.
Man.
Yeah, remind me to throw up with emphasis.
Miracle Whip?
On that one.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure Don's going to throw up eventually with all that Miracle Whip he ate.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rainbow underneath.
So, another news item that popped up today, which is pretty huge, is Combiner Wars Defensor. Pretty much, he's going to be on the cover of the Combiner Wars, an issue of the comic.
Windblade number 2.
Windblade number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one we mentioned when we did our live coverage of New York Comic Con.
We knew
that we were going to get Defensor.
We knew it, but we didn't see a photo of it.
Yeah, Mildred Scott hinted at Defensor being in the crossover.
Yes.
We've got the cover art now, and we can see like recolored toys.
Aren't all the Protectobots on the Lost Light in the comics?
Uh-huh.
And
every last one of them.
And More Than Meets the Eye isn't in Combiner Wars.
Right.
Just minor,
that's okay. They got to sell that book with them.
Minor so, spoilers, okay. Like, all we have is... All we've got is the solicitation blurbs. So, basically, what it sounds like right now is, in the middle of the Combiner Wars thing, Lost Light comes swinging by Cybertron, says hi, and throws the Protectobots off the ship.
No, guys. It's,
and Windblade recruits them. Gotcha.
It's More Than Meets the Eye. This is Combiner War Within, where they're all struggling with their emotions.
Okay, but yeah, so this is pretty cool. I hope it looks that nice.
Well, it'll probably look as nice as the Casey Collar cover. It'll probably look nicer than the other cover.
Yeah,
you know, an observation I've been making with all the Combiner Wars talk online is everyone's shortening it to CW, and it is really confusing to see people excited to see the CW.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, you got a point there. So the other thing with this Defensor bit is look at the two cover images and look at Defensor's like chest armor. Looks quite a bit like Bruticus also, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely some similarity, and like those G1 toys, they don't transform too different.
Nope.
Think
fold.
Yeah, fold the hood down, it's armed, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
A put wheel on car.
I'm thinking, like, you know, we're going to get Hotspot later this year, and then that's going to become Onslaught early 2016.
I've been calling for the Combaticons ever since.
And you know, the thing is,
they're military
vehicles.
It's going to happen.
You have two long, sort of stretched out vehicles. I mean, yeah. Whether one's
a Hotspot and Onslaught, their original toys were not that different conceptually.
Yeah.
Nope.
There's details different between them, of course.
One has a ladder, one has a cannon.
And honestly, at this point, they would probably give Hotspot like a water cannon like they did Inferno in Universe.
I'd be fine with that.
Not even a ladder. I'm just saying, like, you know, they can be more similar now than they were then. I've given this some thought. I wrote in the post we're referring to also how it would work, too. I've given thought to it's just a few replacement parts to switch between the identities, and it would work very easily.
So the news item that I thought was the most interesting, it's really not been confirmed so much. Was it ACT Toys that was it
AC Toys?
AC Toys that was supposedly at an event...
in
retailer,
Hong Kong.
Yeah, in Hong Kong, like the world's most dangerous casino. they were at an event in Hong Kong where information was shared with them about some upcoming releases.
Basically, it sounds like Hong Kong's version of Toy Fair.
Yeah,
and it had Hasbro and Takara representation
with mahjong and laser beams and sharks.
some and guy super villains at the door.
Yeah,
but he's wearing sunglasses. Like, hmm.
But things announced or mentioned that Titan class Devastator that we were talking about, and the figures are not going to be full scale, like full scale Voyager size, potentially.
I don't understand how that could be. It just doesn't sound right. They're like really simple and hardly transformed.
Well, Titan class also is a price point more so than a specific height.
Right.
Okay, so let's look at this for a little bit, though. If you take any one of the Combiner Wars limb toys, they're kind of simple. If you scale those up to be more like Voyagers, they're going to be pretty damn simple looking. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that they're like one-step changers.
Yeah.
And yeah, Titan class just means it has this number of parts and assembly complexity, and it doesn't mean it's going to be 2 feet tall.
Shampoo bottle Devastator.
I would buy that. I would buy that. So, but yeah, let's see here. So also we talked before about reissue Trypticon, potentially that came up.
Along with the Coneheads, potential two-pack of Blitzwing and Astro Train.
I don't get that.
And a Blaster and Perceptor.
And
the
Perceptor
is the one I don't get.
And Perceptor potentially retooled to be more functional, potentially.
I can see more than nothing through this microscope.
Yeah, but like Astro Train and Blitzwing.
Well, a triple changer two-pack. They're small toys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're small toys. They can put them two of them in a box and sell for $75.
So the Astro Train,
and nobody wants the Octane one, so a three pack was not necessary.
So that Astro Train mold probably still exists. Blitzwing wasn't reissued as an Encore, was it?
Was reissued. I don't know if it came out in Encore specifically, but it was reissued because E-Hobby did a version called Overcharge.
Yeah. Which I got.
So that's
for an E-Hobby exclusive ever.
Yeah, but
well, that's what we said in 2003 when it happened.
But that Blaster and Perceptor mold, I mean, Blaster obviously still exists. It was released a few years ago, and Perceptor
that was out in 2009.
And Perceptor is also reissued.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's just kind of
pretty much. It's safe to say the molds they have, they ain't getting letting go of.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I guess somebody remembered that some or all of Trypticon's around too, because you know that's on the list. And then apparently we've got MP25. Pegged as tracks.
26 is Road Rage, which I would be all about, and 27 is Ironhide.
So what happened to our MP25 Megatron?
It was a rumor.
That was one of about 30 rumors going around, and that was one of the ones that ended up not being true.
Yeah.
That was one of the strongest rumors going around.
Turns out they had a leader coil coming out.
Well, you know, for like a number like 25, you would kind of expect, you know, okay, this is going to be like a marker toy, but they don't necessarily think the same way we do.
Trax is pretty marker, if you ask me.
Yeah, maybe Trax is sort of pretty cool because he could be recolored a few times.
Better come with Raul.
Yeah, I hope he comes with Raul.
It says he does come with a human. and a small-scaled blaster.
Yeah. And a tiny cardboard dance.
That only makes perfect sense.
Excellent.
Hopefully it'll come with like a CD of Cold Slither.
Diorama of Dancitron.
Yeah. But the thing is, so Trax can be recolored as Road Rage, and it can also be recolored as Yellow Trax from Binaltech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
They could probably pull something out of their butts to make another repaint.
Did Trax have a Diaclone counterpart?
That's Road Rage.
Oh, that is Road Rage. Okay, I thought Road Rage. I knew that was the E-Hobby reissue.
That
was a Diaclone one.
And then they can invent a new character based on Joe Camel.
He could be black. Yeah. So actually, okay. So XV is moving us along to the next story in the never-ending story of Exhaust. So it had been suggested that Exhaust. So for background, Exhaust is the recolor of Wheeljack as the Marbur. Transformer, which instead of but with a different head and is a Decepticon,
basically his Diaclone use.
Yes,
right.
So it was suggested. There have been some issues with this.
Philip Morris has been sending out cease and desist to online retailers who are going to sell it to the U.S.
So Takara tried to negotiate with Philip Morris to get this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So basically, we're not really clear on what all the circumstances are, but the deco got some minor changes, and it still might not be enough.
At this point, it's going to be so funny when them Philip Morris guys is going to Five Below.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Yeah, and this is liquidation, man. It's been out for a while.
So
yeah.
The first thing that happened was we found out about the deco change, where, you know, the green signature logos on the hood were made into just rectangles, and the hood deco was changed to be a little bit more squared off. Then we found out, well, it's been delayed until March also, probably because, you know, deco change.
And then they went ahead and added a Boston CD to it to further be like, hey,
yeah,
this is not it, man.
And then we've got a report from at least one retailer that, no, they still can't sell it.
So next up, we have a pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah.
Wheeljack edition. And they're like, look, we don't even have enough
money. So people are thinking that this is now not going to become available, which has not been confirmed. Am I right?
Correct. There's no reason to think it will not still be sold in Japan and, you know, be available through eBay and other private channels.
Just a little harder to get.
Yeah.
It's basically the same situation as it was the last time we talked about this, but now the deco is a little different.
And that's why I'm saying we should just go back to the original deco.
Yeah, but it's too late for that.
I know.
Well, guys, it'll be okay because you can put an orange safety cap on his hood.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's totally good now.
There has been speculation. There's nothing to prove this one way or the other. There's speculation that Philip Morris may have gotten in touch with Takara and basically tried to do like the copyright infringement thing on them to stop it altogether. Oh. And this was their response to just keep selling it at all.
Yeah.
But again, there is no way to back that up.
So that's where we are pretty much with that.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff. There's just more depth to the whole situation.
My theory is that we're either going to see a head on a slicer, or Exhaust is going to come out with a completely radically different hood that doesn't infringe, but it's like red and white. You get it, right?
Yeah, I think at this point it just is what it is, and they're not going to do any more changes to it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, you know, there's people I've seen. Exhaust has had the weirdest whiplash of reception, because first people were upset that it was MP23, that, you know, this character that was never in any G1 media was a numbered masterpiece release. Then when it started to be, well, you can't have it, actually, then it's all like, wait, they're stopping us from getting this thing I didn't want in the first place? And now that the deco's changing to try to make it happen, it's like, it's not even the same deco anymore, even though it's these minor little differences, and it still looks like the same thing.
Thing is, I was pretty sold on Exhaust for just the fact that it looked nice. And to be honest with you, like, I've got a couple of Wheeljacks. The only Marlboro I have,
yeah,
I got Five Below.
It's an homage to an interesting toy is the reason I wanted it.
It looks nice. That red and white looks good.
It does.
And the other thing, too, is G1 or Neo G1 or however you want to look at, you know, stuff that's based on the original 3 years of the toy line, because really that's all anybody pays attention to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that needs new characters added every once in a while. You need your Alpha Bravos, you need your Exhausts and their horrible cancer powers.
And we need more Decepticons.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's not just that, it's the fact
that aren't Seekers.
It's the masterpiece line. It's supposed to be paying homage to the roots of Transformers. The roots of Transformers is Diaclone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right there.
I agree.
Those Seekers aren't even to scale of what the, you know, because they're basically going for robot scale. Mm. So the Seekers aren't even in scale. So all we have is Soundwave and, you know, Exhaust.
Cassettes.
Yeah.
Okay. So like
and Megatron.
Starting with MP10 is when they started really like trying to follow the scale chart, and those Seekers came before. They reworked that Seeker mold some from the first versions of it, but they have still not gone and done a ground up rebuild of the masterpiece Seeker.
Right.
Hey, Chris, I had an idea just while you were sitting there talking. does Takara have a version of Figure Arts?
I think it's called Masterpiece.
You know, you make a good point.
Yeah.
I wasn't even trying to make a joke, but I think that literally is their...
Masterpiece Battle Beasts. That's what... I would buy that. Like Figure Arts Battle Beasts.
Well, no, I would again, it's just an out of the box idea that you said about needing more Decepticons. Even though Nightbird was not a Decepticon per se, if Takara had a line of figures they could do a Nightbird in.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. Or
Takara Tomy probably has some branding they could put that under that would not be Masterpiece.
I'd buy it.
I'm honestly surprised it didn't see its way out during the SF years. I mean,
SCF, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Because it would have fit perfectly in that.
Yeah.
You know, they could expand into G.I. Joe. I mean, Takara released G.I. Joe in Japan when G.I. Joe was released.
They could just make G.I. Joe Microman figures, and they can all completely fall apart in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
It'll be just like the old days, except it won't just be the O-rings. It'll be the entire toy.
It's so funny when you think about it. It's like Hasbro releases G.I. Joe in, what, the 60s? Takara licenses G.I. Joe. Takara makes G.I. Joe into Diaclone and Microman. Takara makes... Hasbro licenses those molds as Transformer. It's why aren't these companies merged?
Yeah.
They just recycle each other's products.
Yeah. So Toy Fair in the UK has already come and gone, and
or it's going like through this week.
Is it going through this week? I thought it was over.
But okay. The thing with UK Toy Fair is it's strictly for retailers and their agents. So it's not like it's not a press event the same way ours is. So you never actually see pictures out of it.
So we have photos of I honestly think it's kind of awesome. It's a playset. It's a boat named High Tide. And
that's pretty neat.
It's from Rescue Bots.
Actually, the little sub that comes with it is High Tide. That is his rescue rig.
Oh, so High Tide is the robot in Rescue Rig. Is it called Rescue Rig?
Yeah, that's apparently what it is, yeah.
There's something, I don't know, there's something about it that looks flipping cool to me.
There you go.
It has a nice look.
It's a big play set, I mean.
I mean, like all the most of the Rescue Bot stuff I've passed on, especially the play sets. I think I did pick up one for my nephew. But I would consider putting this up. I think it's because it's a boat.
I got the giant Optimus. And let me tell you something, that is fun to own. It's just like, what's that over there? It's a giant Optimus that doesn't do anything. Like, what do you? I put Hasbro in it.
I kind of,
you know,
yeah.
You know how they have the, like, 30-inch tall Darth Vaders and wrestlers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't they make that? Why don't they make an Optimus Prime, like, cartoon-style Optimus Prime, one of those?
I don't know. I'd buy it.
No, those, I don't own any, but those are my favorite thing when I go into a store. It's like, how many John Cena's is at this store? Let me just line them up down the aisle and wait for the inevitable person to walk down and go, hooga!
So what's this Optimus Prime from Robots in Disguise? What is this?
It is an 11-inch tall one-step changer. That's pretty much the bulk of what is known about it at the moment.
I like the look of it, honestly. I really do.
Yeah.
It's the colors. The red and black is kind of...
It's a fetching figure.
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Kind of like that... Cybertron recolor of Supercon Prime.
You know, yeah. I bought one of the RID one steps. That just like everything else, the movie aesthetic doesn't really lend itself to anything else other than straight up movie toys. Mm. That the red design aesthetic really lends itself to it because it's like it's a much better looking figure than it has any right to be for basically. Another Switchblade like, robot. And like I said, those movie designs don't really lend themselves to anything else.
Well, Rob, do you think that's just because the simpler designs translate better than all the high tech, the detailing that the movie
designs? I know I'm not Rob, but it's not like razor blades like strapped to a tennis ball. I mean, it's actually a robot. It's nice looking.
Okay, here's the best example I can give you. Go buy your Five Below. Go and the hour to get all the blind bag stuff, they'll have those Mashem things. Brian hates them. Buy you an Age of Extinction 101 box, and the air box will have the Prime ones. Get out to your car or whatever, open them up. It's the exact same toy, exact same character. The styling alone is my... Because it's like Drift is nightmare fuel. But, like, Bulkhead is charming as... I can't curse on the show. I mean, it is like, this is a nice-looking toy. It's just that those movie designs really don't lend themselves to anything other than live action movies, because even the toys are sometimes like, ugh.
I think I'm gonna love Robots in Disguise. I did pick up the Legion class Steeljaw, and I loves it.
Steeljaw is Me and him are BFFs.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this show yet. I've seen clips on YouTube, which so far I've learned that Bumblebee says something and they argue with him. I've given Steeljaw a personality, and when it happens on the show, you can all thank me. He's the lead singer of Fits in the Tantrums.
And they did say Steeljaw is going to be the leader of the Decepticons.
Exactly. He walks to the sound of his own drum, and it goes, Conquest.
Nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you can hear that voice coming out of that face, can't you?
He's awesome.
So our last news item.
Oh yeah, so our last news item. Combiner Wars Wave 1 Deluxes to reship with comics. Interesting.
Now, yeah. XP, correct me if I'm wrong, but does this say that Hasbro didn't produce enough of this first wave, and that's why they're going to reissue the wave? Could there be a shortage of these deluxes?
No, I don't think so.
No?
The most likely thing I see being the case with this is the comics were not ready for when the first run of these, they wanted them to be out and shipping. So they went with what is probably going to turn out to be the just, you know, international variant packaging.
Basically,
and, you know. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, basically what we all have learned by now, don't ever sweat about not finding the first wave.
Right, right.
You will be. It may be a little later, but come 1 year from now, you're still tripping over it.
Yeah.
First, this could exactly be a serious. Right. This could be a serious problem because, you know, wave one comes out, wave two comes out, and then wave one comes out again and clogs up the shelves.
There's the funny thing right now. You guys remember a couple of months ago when Cosmos and Swerve were OMG canceled? We all got one at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has anyway, a way of working out.
The other thing, too, is, like, we got
how's that wind charger
one.
Working out for you? The Legends class wind charger from, like, 4 years ago.
Oh, he's in the box.
Yeah.
Yo.
I got it, but
I
most,
got
people
him too, right?
Most people didn't.
Okay.
Or the so first Legends Cosmos.
So we got wave one of the stuff initially coming out at the start of January. Wave two deluxes right now are pegged for about March. And we've got, like, four waves we know about this year. There's time in there to get these Wave 1 reships out without screwing up everything else.
Not to mention, well, it's, what, January?
Right.
Come next month, March, you're going to start seeing this crap everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so much of a shortage or just more of a short memory term, like, short-term memory, I'm sorry. We all seem to get it every time a line happens. It's like, guys, Wave 2 is going to be hard to come by. Because they ordered a lot of Wave 1.
The only wave you really need to be worried about being hard to come by is like Wave 4 at the end of the year.
Last waves and even number waves.
I find it hard to believe you know, Hasbro would say, hey, we didn't get this comic out that was free that we wanted to get out, so let's redo wave one unless they feel there's going to be enough demand for that wave, either being short or whatever, to warrant putting these out again.
If anything, it'd be a 1.5 wave, like reshipping.
It's not exactly that anyway, because it's just like, you know, refresher cases are done normally anyway, and at this point, okay, our comic books we want with these are ready to be shipped out. We can do the U.S. localized packaging and actually make this available in circulation going forward. It's not a case of, well, we didn't get to do this at this time, so let's like slot another one in here now. It's just like in the normal course of how we're going to do this, this is the updated product we have.
Hey, I didn't put it in the show notes, but pre-orders did go up this week for Wave 2.
Yes.
As well. Actually, so Wave 2 plus Leader Class Megatron and Armada Megatron.
Armada Megatron, yeah.
Yeah, it's I ordered a Motormaster and some Wave 2 Deluxes.
I ordered a single Motormaster because I didn't need another Silverbolt. I ordered the Wave 2 Deluxes. The additional Legends class figures, I think those went up, and both Leader class Megatrons.
Well, it's weird. It's Armada. I knew Armada Megatron would not sell out. Just with the way it looked, but the price difference at some places was a little hinky on those.
That's why you buy your stuff at Walmart, where everything costs the same.
That's why I skipped on the leader class.
Everything at Walmart costs the same?
I'll find him in store. Yeah. Like, I'm really not worried about him as much.
Well, and like, you know, Hasbro Toy Shop will get the Legends. You can get the Legends from Hasbro Toy Shop. You don't need to spend for a Legends pre-order. They'll probably get Motor Master in not too long after, like, TF Source and Big Bad do, and it'll be, you know, $25. So, I mean, you don't need to pre-order everything necessarily.
I pre-ordered a Snicker bar because they might be out of them at the store.
Yeah.
They come in new wrappers.
So, let's see here. We only have one third-party news item to talk about this week. Generations upgrades and accessories for Jetfire Roadbuster and the aerial bots from Ultimate Fans Toys. Who's Ultimate Fans Toys? Is that like Fans Toys?
It's specifically not Fans Toys.
No, it's a different universe.
well, they're going to reboot. Yeah, but aren't they going to merge soon, though?
It's familiar, but it's a little different. No.
Yeah, I don't get it. But hey, the accessories look pretty cool. Ish.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a set of new forearms for Roadbuster that have swiveling wrists. Woo! And Jetfire. Yeah, Jetfire's got new arms which have swiveling wrists, and the prototype does not show it yet, but it will have articulated fingers in the production version.
All right, now my life's complete.
and then just a series of generic 5mm compatible missile launchers, which they're showing displayed on the aerial bots mainly.
Yeah,
I'm a lot better on Jetfire than they do the aerial bots, just for scale reasons.
It's nice,
well, and they look kind of interesting the way they have them arranged in that one Roadbuster picture.
It's nice to see an accessory kit come out while the figure's on shelves.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
The one thing I would have liked to have seen is, I know there's a Shapeways alternative for Jetfire to get little covers for the forearm gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, from what I've heard, they're real hit or miss as far as how well they fit. Mm. I wish someone could do some actual good production run covers. It doesn't bother me that much. It's just, that's of the third party add on kits, something that covered those Jetfire hollow points solidly would definitely be something I'd want to see.
Does I thought hollow points wrist? Were illegal.
No. Yeah, a lot of things are illegal, boy.
No, they're not.
Hey. No, presumably the upgrade arms, though, won't have the hollow sides.
I just looked at mine and first and finally noticed them now that you said something. Like, yeah. Oh, they're hollow.
I was
so not even noticing that playing with mine.
Yeah, my Jetfire's kind of gone. He just sits there.
I haven't even got mine.
Mine's up there saying, hey, you've liked the classics ones best, but let's face it, you're not opening up that one you got in box.
I'm waiting for Thundercracker.
Hey, and at tformers.com, there is the TNI Toy Awards. Basically, you can go in and nominate Import Figure of the Year. Is that it?
Yep.
And by doing so, you put yourself in for a drawing, potentially for a $100 Big Bad Toy Store gift credit. Rob Clay has basically worked his butt off putting up a bunch of Combiner Wars reviews. I know he's worked really hard on that.
We now have all of Deluxes and Voyagers for Wave 1 and Superion and Ultra Primes done separately.
Chris, you were the one that did the article about Combiner Wars. Why does it work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give us just a really high level on that?
The quick bullet points is it works because it's simple and they redeveloped the fundamental technology to make sure it works as well as it can and not repeat the mistakes of the older toys.
The Transformers issue 37 reviewed. So this is one I was curious about. So Transformers Punishment, there's a one-shot that's come out this week. There's a review on it. What is that about? I don't know what that one's about.
Punishment.
Okay.
I just downloaded it. I'll probably read it this weekend. Can you give me a...
Punishment of Transformers, probably.
Please give me a review in haiku form.
I'm guessing the sequel will be called An Enslavement, I guess, will be the...
I haven't read it yet. I'm going to basically take the lyrics of Biohazard's Punishment, the theme song from the 90s Punisher movie, and kind of apply that here and say, basically, it's cool.
No.
Not when you see Dolph Lundgren's butt while he's meditating.
Note to self, edit.
No, I think that would be better than reading Punishment.
I don't know. You saw that part, you're like, what's He-Man doing?
Okay, so also there's some new photos, Masterpiece Star Saber, and new robots in disguise, Titan Heroes in package shots.
Speaking of things that work better than movie designs.
Yeah, and hey, so real quick, you know what you can do? You can go to Amazon and just buy something. But you know what you need to do first? Go to our website, tfradio.net. Just click on the little Amazon link here. You don't even have to buy anything that's on the frickin' page. You can just click on Amazon. But if you decide that you want this Masterpiece Ultra Magnus, click on it. Takes you to Amazon. You can buy it. And guess what? Money will go to us. You don't have to, you don't pay any more, nothing like that. You're already going to buy the toy, but it helps us out.
I'm going to throw out another alternative to you, Brian. Say there's a hit song you like. Don really likes Taylor Swift's Shake It Off.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
Say Don wants to buy a copy of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off.
Even
he
better.
He can go to Amazon and buy it through our link.
Yeah.
And still, he's bought his and helped us in the same process.
So look at it this way. So
he's blushing.
Exactly.
He already did.
Exactly. So he already bought it. He probably didn't do it through our link. But so I'm right here at the link that I just clicked to Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. So I can just search for Taylor Swift Shake It Off, and if I buy that, guess what? Credit goes to us either way. Even though you didn't buy that, credit will go to us for the sale. So
basically, while you're out there worried about, you know, site hosting and computer costs, instead you could be worried about just sick beat.
Yeah, that's right. So hey, but it's really simple, really easy. You're going to shop there anyway. You know, just help us out. It don't go to one of those billionaire podcasters out there who don't really need it. We really need it. Help us out. TFRD.net. Click on the Amazon link. Yes, exactly.
Your Amazon purchases keep us on the internet.
Yes.
I don't know what you guys.
And if you don't, there'll be no more Massey attacks.
Oh my God, please help us. Go to tfradio.net, click on the Amazon link. I could not live without my Massey attacks.
Could we set Don up a Patreon for Massey attacks?
Well, I said that. You know, bandages, alcohol, ointments, various.
You know, we should do a Patreon just for that. I swore that I would never do a Patreon for the site. Because I there's just something I feel weird about it. But for that, I would condone Don.
I thought about setting up a GoFundMe or Patreon just because I want some free money.
I would just like to break even for the site.
I mean, when you think back to that whole potato salad thing, like, the first thing everybody thinks, whether they admit it or not, is, why didn't I think of that first?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just want some money.
I'll be honest with you. So, like, when it comes to the podcast stuff, I might have thought of that first. But how to make money off of it, I didn't think of that part.
Potato salad. I mean, who knew?
There's the part where you're like, man, I'm going to do this. And later you're like, the cable's late.
It's rarely the first person who comes up with something who figures out actually how to make money off of it. So, just be nice to break even. So tfradio.net, click on Amazon. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we will return with our Toy Fair 2015 predictions. Okay, so breaking news. Rob, tell us what you found.
Popped up on Twitter the first Japanese hobby magazine scans of the month showing the first look at the Takara version of Superion. And we do have Slingshot, and Silverbolt looks horrible.
Mm. Yeah, Silverbolt does look horrible. Look what they did to that.
It's a lemon yellow on the arms and the legs.
And
the torso.
Yeah.
And a lot of white on the chest.
Yeah.
For no particular reason.
Well, and also for no particular reason, both Fireflight and Slingshot have these, like, vestigial paint apps for the articulation arms for the tail and the nose cone that the G1 toys have, but serve no purpose on the new toys because they don't work that way.
Yeah.
And the hands and feet are white. On Slingshot, the hand is basically the same color as the jet. You can't tell.
Yeah. And yeah.
I miss Alpha Bravo already.
I know, right?
Now, no, I like Alpha Bravo well enough, but I want a Slingshot. I'm sorry.
You know, the only trouble is, though, that is the car going to sell these individually or sets? Because you
probably
know everywhere's going
individually.
Because you know everywhere's going to sell out of Slingshots first.
There'll be a clear box set.
He'll also be $10 more than the rest of them. I don't know that this says anywhere whether it's a box set or not, but I'm assuming it's going to be a box or otherwise paired.
Well, here's some useful information I'm reading. The subline in Japanese is going to be called Unite Warriors.
And Hyperion's marked UW01.
Yes, so he will probably be a box set.
Yep, I just caught that.
You know, thank you, Rob. Silverbolt looks gross, but Superion doesn't look bad.
Superion looks. I like the one I have better.
Yeah.
Well, the figure negates a lot of the lemony. It's that yellow lemon that you would see, well, like on the Bumblebee. Almost.
Mm-hmm. It's almost
the same lemony feel, donut lemon color. Almost.
Yellow snow.
It's the curse of a combiner in that one of the aesthetics on one of the figures is going to have to suffer so that the overall thing works out. He got yellow legs.
Yeah, but I do
and white feet and fists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do kind of like the way on the crotch plate, how the red is expanded across to the top of his legs.
Mm-hmm.
So it does kind of gives you a more unified look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's nice details on this. On the whole, I think the Hasbro one's deco is a little more visually interesting.
Yeah.
This is kind of boring.
Now, where are they getting the blue for Skydive?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That doesn't... What is it? Why are they pulling the blue?
Skydive doesn't have blue.
Random appearance, maybe. Oh, it's Marvel Skydive.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's not like there's other blue on there where it would have to be gang molded and just end up that color.
I mean, unless they're just trying to break
it. No, it's just the soft rubber fins.
Well, the original, just looking at the original on TFU.info, there was a blue lightning bolt sticker on that tail fin.
So make that plastic blue and then just put a yellow tampo on it and save some time.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, we return you to your regularly scheduled Radio Free Cybertron.
With sausage.
So, how about that toy fair?
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
So, hey, Rob.
Hey.
You know what? You know what's awesome? We're pretty awesome.
Dang right. I got a black belt in being awesome.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
I'm more like a yellow belt in being awesome. I used to have a black belt, but it was in like one form of being awesome, and then like that form became really lame.
I have two black belts, Brian. I have a black belt in being awesome and a black belt in keeping it real.
Oh, you know how you can be awesome and keep it real?
How can you do that?
You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
That's pretty awesome.
If you are not already subscribing, we have a lot of subscribers on iTunes. That's really how most people find us. But if you go to the website and download it, I mean, that's great. It helps us out. But, you know, you can get it every week if you subscribe or if any other podcasting app or service that you use. But once you subscribe, you should also, you know, you should do leave us a review.
Mm-hmm.
I say it every week, but it's seriously the easiest and best way to help people find RFC. We do this for you guys, our fans, but also we do want to help grow our audience, and that's where you guys come in. You know, it's a two-way street. We do part of it, but you help us grow. And that's, you know, by sharing, by reviewing. It's really simple.
Well, you know, we've been grassroots since the beginning, and that's how it works. Word of mouth. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. You know, tell somebody.
If you don't like us, tell the people that you don't like. Hey, listen to this show.
Yeah. Hey, nerd. Why don't you listen to these guys?
Why don't you listen to these guys, nerds? Yes,
jerks.
But yeah, it's really easy, really helpful to us if you could just, you know, subscribe.
It would be.
Lots of quality content. We had an interview last week with a crazy Hasbro insider that's been on the internet for years.
It was not what I saw coming.
No, it was not what I saw coming at all. But yeah, it would be very helpful. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube. But you know what's really cool? Rob, do you actually look at our Facebook page throughout the week?
I do.
I have been posting crazy amounts of content lately.
Yes, you have.
Stuff, interesting videos, interviews, episodes. I posted our panel from Shardicon 2013, all sorts of news. We post news as it happens. The show only comes out once a week, but you can get news there anytime. That's at facebook.com/TF Radio.
Not to mention, when you're looking at our post, you can leave a comment, and everyone there's discussion threads happening. You know, you can talk with other fans. If you don't like some of the options, right there's an option to talk with other fans.
It's an easy way to give us feedback. Mm-hmm. You can send us a message. Mm-hmm. You can post right to our page. And,
you can ask us questions.
Yeah, ask us questions. It's pretty awesome.
You know what else you can do, Brian?
What?
You can keep it real.
Keeping
real it real awesome with RFC.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
And now another Omni Productions moment.
Oh no, Billy!
Get up, Soundwave! Darn that sound wave.
Billy, you okay?
Not really. Find the power pack. Rescue Optimus Prime. Go!
Billy, I promise you, I'll get those dirty scum for you. Cassette Robot, I'll leave this to you.
All right, Chief.
Hey, this is Brian. I want to tell you again about Audible.com. Audible is the leading source of audio entertainment on the internet, other than us, of course. Audible is the number one source for audiobooks. I love Audible. Whenever I'm looking for a book, I always go to Audible first because it's the easiest way for me to stay current on my reading. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/RFC. The book I want to recommend this week, even though I haven't read it, my wife's reading it right now, is American Sniper, which is the number one New York Times bestseller account of Chris Kyle's exploits in, I guess it was Afghanistan. Actually, it's the number one movie in the U.S. right now. It was a Clint Eastwood film, and it is, of course, based on the book. You can get that at Audible. It's really easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/RFC, sign up. You can get it for free. Yeah, you can get it for free. Costs you nothing, and it's yours to keep forever if you don't want to sign up. I don't know why you wouldn't, but it's yours to keep for free. Once you're there, you can actually just pick up the book. You can listen to a sample. If you don't think you like it, get something else. Let's quickly take a listen.
And it is the introductory course that all candidates must pass to become SEALs.
It's currently given at the Naval Special Warfare Center in Coronado, California. It starts with indoc, or indoctrination.
Yeah, so if that's not your thing, you can pick something else. It's yours to keep forever, doesn't cost you a thing, but I think you'll want to stay with Audible because it's pretty awesome. Again, you can go to audibletrial.com/RSC and sign up. Thank you very much.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Toy Fair 2015. So, predictions.
Toys.
So, we are going to get...
Damn it, Don.
We're going to get Combiner Wars. I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
Toys.
We both said there will be toys at the same time.
It's true.
Shows what you think. It's just going to be a whole bunch of apps.
So, we're pretty much thinking that Devastator is going to be there. I mean, that's the first time we're going to see Devastator.
Man.
It stands to reason because in 2012 we saw Bruticus for the first time at Toy Fair. That was the big thing that year. The next year we saw Metroplex. That was the big thing. Then in, you know, the last time...
We got Stompin' Ross Grimlock.
Yeah. Because that was
They're not all big hits.
No, they're not.
But, you know...
Well, we got Jetfire. Jetfire was the big reveal probably... Okay.
Yeah,
for
right.
the last toy.
Yeah, the Return of Leader class. Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Oh yeah, it was there.
Yeah, for generations, but like Transformers overall, they definitely were throwing their focus on Stomp and Chop and Grimlock.
I'm gonna say, if Devastator doesn't happen, you guys remember when Armada totally wasn't what it was supposed to be for by that Hasbro source for like a month before we found out what it was.
Something tarantulas.
Everything you'd ever want. And that's what I'm like. I really hope it comes out because I really, really don't want. Because what comes out might be really awesome. But if it's not.
What's going to come out? Like the thing with Devastator is going to be that it's not going to be what anybody has built up their expectations to be. That's where the problem's going to be.
And it could be an awesome figure regardless, but the fact that
yes.
got so much hype at it that it's going to be pooed out the gate if it's not exactly 50% close to it.
So what were you talking about? So I didn't get exactly what Rob was talking about. You're talking about like Rat Trap, how we were excited like about Rat Trap. We thought it was going to be awesome because it was a Beast Wars figure, and then it came out and it was like, meh.
I love my Rat Trap.
At least it's still not open.
Well,
Rat Trap is under a Whitman sampler right now. I've opened one. Guess which.
Very good.
Candy of Valentine's.
Yeah, Titan Class Devastator. If it's real, we will see that. I'm expecting we probably will see some reissue stuff, but I don't think that's going to be a big focus because it's. Actually, we may not even see the reissue stuff. Do we normally see store exclusives at Toy Fair?
Very
occasionally, because it's the fan media day, and you know, most of what they're doing is trying to show off the cool stuff they're going to be releasing. Like, I think they had a Masterpiece at a Toy Fair, and those are always Toys R Us exclusive.
Yeah, they had Grimlock at the last one.
Okay, yeah.
So,
I mean, it does happen. It's not, like, a super common thing, and it's never, like, expansive, I guess I'll say. But, like, if they do have reissued Trypticon coming, I would expect to see that there, because that's, like, a big thing, because Takara has not even reissued Trypticon.
Would he have the motorized bits?
It depends if that part survived, I guess. Did Gigastorm have motorized bits?
I had Gigastorm. I never bothered even opening the compartment back there. I don't even know if it had...
Because
I know Megastorm did not, and they actually put a thick sticker over the battery compartment.
Yes.
So
I kind of hope they don't, because if they did, the inflated price would get a little more helium.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, if they did that, like, when Takara reissued Galvatron, they had to overhaul the electronics.
Right.
It didn't take a 9-volt battery anymore. It took, like, double A's or triple A's.
Oh, really?
I don't know
actually,
if Hasbro is going to want to go to the effort of... redoing Trypticon's innards to not take D cells or whatever it took.
Those are still readily available, so maybe not.
I think you'll definitely see the guy that made the decision to take the Insecticons to Kmart there
to show them off.
What do you mean, Don?
So the thing will sell.
They're already in stores, Don.
I know. I'm making a joke.
I think, honestly, one thing that I do think we may see is the U.S. release of Masterpiece Ultra Magnus.
I think it's still a little early for that.
They would save that for BotCon or maybe Comic-Con.
Yeah. Now, stepping outside the Transformers box, what I hope to see, I know there's not going to be any G.I. Joe product at all, but there may be. But there may be some drawings, literature, pamphlets, brochures, something advertising the return of it, if not actual physical product.
I'm thinking licensee products for G.I. Joe.
Yeah, possibly. And also maybe something from Mask trademarks or the Visionary trademarks.
I don't expect to see anything like – I would be very pleasantly surprised if that happens. But I don't expect to see it.
Well, didn't they tease a Micronauts thing from Hasbro or whatever, and it's just the comic book? It's like they're just keeping the trademark kind of thing. I know, Don. It'd be awesome.
I hope we'll see something along those lines.
Well, and even if they have, you know, Mask and Visionaries, you know, that's just, like they did with the Matt Tracker figure, that's stuff that when they start doing G.I. Joe stuff again, they could potentially, you know, put an element or two of that to, like Rob says, keep the trademark alive without actually launching a new product line.
All right, but anything is better than nothing.
Honestly, if we were to see
a Mask line, I have a feeling it would probably be similar to the 2.5-inch scale that they're using for Guardians of the Galaxy and Avengers.
Oh, my God. But those figures are small anyway.
If the focus is vehicles, that would work out fine.
Yes, the focus was always vehicles.
So. I hate those 2.5-inch figures.
You know, I've never touched them. When Madonna was saying Visionaries, it actually just occurred to me how it could work out for a modern toy. We were just talking last week about how the RID has the cell phone app and you can scan the barcode. Mm-hmm. I have like a shirt I bought at Walmart a couple years ago where you download their app and you just held your iPhone or pad or Android, whatever, over the shirt and it picked up and there's like animations and all sorts of stuff that would play on the iPad. Visionaries would really kind of work out with the modern tie your phone to everything you own.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And also, if
Hasbro, I'm up for a hire.
The Mask figures would have to be smaller to focus on the vehicles, but there's no reason if a G.I. Joe relaunch does occur, there's no reason it and the Visionaries couldn't share books. So that way you would have the same molds available across two lines.
Body styles.
Sorry,
the base body designs.
Oh,
it's Marvel. It's like Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends jargon.
Oh,
No. Don makes a good point too, because like they could use the stuff from those other properties to keep G.I. Joe more fresh and diverse than just doing the same eight characters over and over in different Halloween costumes. You know, they could break out of the Batman trap if they started cycling in some of the other stuff they have access to.
Something occurred to me, and it would never happen. You know, what was it, 2013, the last G.I. Joe movie came out?
Yeah.
I was sitting there watching
After a 9-month delay.
Yeah. I was watching it thinking, I think I'm a fan of the Hasbro fictional universe. Because, you know, you got G.I. Joe, Transformers, all sorts of stuff, and obviously what they're trying to go for a minute there. What if they literally just put out Hasbro, like, universe or whatever, and you had your Visionaries, you had your G.I. Joe, it's just, like, here's Duke, here's Cryotech.
So it's basically a Hasbro version of, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Because they have their own canon of own world of characters.
Transformers has and can interact with G.I. Joe. Mask is now part of G.I. Joe.
Everything they own has interacted in some fashion.
You could throw in humanoids in there.
And humanoids is part of Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Yes, that's right.
And if they redid that line, you could use the same body style from Mask and Visionaries across three lines.
And if they could bring back Battle Beasts, that's already part of the Transformers universe.
Like I said, almost everything in Hasbro is linked. And even in the most
Jem?
Stupidest way. Jem is injured. The characters are in the background.
I want this to happen, Rob Springer. But I don't expect to see it at Toy Fair. So
it'll
what
never
else?
Happen.
Jem could open for Cold Slither.
That'd be great.
They're not willing to pay me in trade.
What else do we expect to see at Toy Fair? Anything in particular?
I'm
realistic. Kind of, like not like out on a limb, crazy predictions, serious predictions. What do we expect to see?
I'm back and forth on whether we'll see Waves 3 and 4 of Combiner Wars at Toy Fair at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if we're going to get a focus on Combiner Wars or a focus on Robots in Disguise. I'm kind of thinking that Robots in Disguise is going to get more attention than any of us have really been estimating up to this point since the show starts in March.
So will we have Robots in Disguise Generations figures?
That would be neat, but I have a
not
feeling
this that, year.
Yeah, not this year.
Will we see any Combiner Wars deluxes that are not Combiner limbs?
Bumblebee?
The original. I mean, new figures.
I kind of doubt it.
I would imagine they would throw any new tooling cost into making more combinable toys.
Which would make sense. It's Combiner Wars, but...
Right.
If that's the case, I wouldn't expect to see an obscure or more obscure character like Black Shadow or something show up as a Combiner limb.
You don't think you're going to get a Beast Wars character this year?
That's basically what I'm saying.
This is just another company, but I think one thing we'll see is what Mattel is going to bring out now that the MOTUC is ending.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. Does Maddie Coulter have anything?
E-Man.
The Superman stuff or the DC Universe stuff that they do.
They'll have an empty table. Here you go. This is 2015.
Or we'll see the first glimpse of Superman figures.
You broke up there, Don. What would you say?
We might.
He's being silenced.
Yeah,
I would love for
Maddie is trying Maddie to silence
Collector
him
to go back to do something to do with Voltron. I mean,
but not for $5,000.
I won't.
Not for $5,000, but
now that Mattel owns Mega Bloc, that we start seeing these crazy things like Voltron and Masters Universe in Mega Blocs.
Yeah,
a Mega Bloc's Voltron would be interesting.
Maybe.
Potentially,
it's a good way to get that toy out there and keep a product with your name brand on it.
How many of those Mega Bloc Megazords turned out over the last few years? Any of them?
They don't look horrible in box.
Mickey seems to like the ones he's picked up.
Okay. And it's not like World Events is actually pushing anything out anyway on their own.
Well, so, and the thing is, too, like, the Call of Duty and Halo models Mega Bloc makes are pretty, not just, they're, like, you know, the brick quality's gotten better, but it's also, like, the design of the models is also really strong. If you got the right development team... If you got the right development team at Mega Bloc on, they could do really good Voltron stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. What else, guys? Anything else? Serious attempts.
I think we'll see at least the Protectobot team from Combiner Wars.
I would agree with that.
I think there's a good chance because it looks like at least three of that team are recolors. So
good to go.
And if we do see a masterpiece. It was rumored that Silver Streak may be the next one.
Yeah.
So they might show Silver Streak because he's old enough from last year to show off early this
probably
year.
Be Silver, would he be Silver Streak here in the U.S.?
I think it could be Blue Streak again.
He's Blue Streak in the comics.
Blue Streak, yep.
Okay.
So
that way there's a masterpiece representation at both Toy Fair and San Diego to keep the momentum for the line going.
What I would like to see out of the Robots in Disguise line is Warrior Class of the Monster of the Week Decepticons.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Thunderhoof, get me Thunderhoof the Combine Harvester.
I want Thunderhoof. I want him.
So just spend a couple of minutes.
Me Ransack the Combiner made of spiders.
So Toy Fair for the last couple of years has had a couple of long shot things that we didn't expect, like Brainstorm, and to begin with Metroplex or Jetfire last year. Within the confines of Combiner Wars or Robots in Disguise, but I don't really see that working out. Let's spend a couple minutes just long shot, not too crazy, but things that we might be able to see. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say If we don't see it outright, we could potentially see a Computron in some capacity.
Damn it, you took mine.
Yep. Long shot.
My long shot is...
I would like it to be C-Cons.
Well, I would love that.
Yeah, I would love that.
Leader class broadside.
Yeah. You know, I was actually brainstorming on that a couple of days ago. Like, you do a broadside, and then the redeco would be Tidal Wave that turns into its own mini-con.
Oh, that would be awesome.
My long shot is exact same as my serious prediction. In fact, that I don't know, but I'm almost expecting Hasbro to make some announcement none of us saw coming.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
It's nice.
Behaving very... have you guys noticed? It's almost like there's something... There, it's like, really, some combiners, and, like, there's something on the, like, things aren't working the way they normally do. There's got to be something about to come that we just have no clue about, and that would be great. Even if it's some crazy movie announcement, it's like, well, the new director, and we're doing this now, or just something out of the complete left field is what I'm hoping and also guessing is going to happen.
Well, okay, and think about it this way, too. Like, in 2013 with Metroplex, there was really, really vague rumors that something big was coming along to be revealed at Toy Fair, but nobody came out and said what it was. Some of us guessed it would be some kind of Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any idea that it would be the kind of Metroplex we got, the, you know, huge 2-foot-tall, like, Legends playset thing. And if nobody had spilled the beans on Devastator a month or two ago, you know, we would go into Toy Fair this month and that would show up and that would be our complete left field surprise, blow us away reveal.
That has,
we were pretty sure Devastator was never going to happen.
Exactly. And basically this would have been that big blow you away reveal and it got spoiled for us.
Yeah.
Hasbro had this in the works and it just kind of got screwed up.
The thing is, Hasbro is not a small company. And these big companies like Hasbro and Nintendo and all that have proven when times get tough is when they come back swinging. So it's like, hey, they weren't doing so good for a year or two now. You know, stand back. They're really going to pull something out of their hat and it's going to be like, well, what the crap is that?
I would love there to be some interesting surprise at Toy Fair just because we're going into this knowing a lot of what we should expect out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool stuff, and I'm eager to see some of it for real for the first time. I would still like there to be something I don't know about, something to really like catch my attention, catch my imagination, and carry us through this weekend and until the toys come out.
Yeah, awesome. Let's leave it there. We'll talk more about it next week.
Okay. Hey, Brian, I didn't get a chance to.
Go ahead, Don.
No, I was just gonna say I think what we'll be seeing are some retailer exclusives, maybe recolors of this first wave, like say maybe a
G2 aerial bots.
G2 aerial bots, you know, or just you know, recolors not for the holiday season, but exclusives throughout the year. The first of those.
I think that will be a BotCon thing, not a Toy Fair thing.
I think so.
I think it's going to be a San Diego Comic Con thing.
Yeah. Or it just depends.
When did we learn about G2 Bruticus, the Amazon G2 Bruticus?
Yeah.
They put out a couple of fairly large box sets last year, so it's entirely possible that we could get a G2 Devastator and a G2 Superior at SDCC
this year. I love that.
Year.
Awesome, yep. Yeah. That would be great. Okay, so let's go ahead and end it there. We still have a few weeks away before we know what's going to go what's going to happen at Toy Fair. But again, it's our favorite time of the year. It's our biggest event of the year. And it's really a chance for us to geek out. Well, what was it that your tweet said, XV?
If you want to hear a bunch of adults freak out over toys, come join us on February 14th and 15th at tfradio.net/live.
Exactly.
I appreciate our pre-game show we just had. That was like... It was really cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. Mm-hmm. So we will be back next week. I may have to do some traveling for work, so if so, just watch out.
We may have an unusual format show.
Yeah, so don't know yet. Hopefully I won't, but if I do, just keep following us on Facebook at facebook.com/TFRadio and on Twitter at TFRadio, and we will give you some updates. Guys, thank you very much, and that was a lot of fun. We will see you next week. Have a good one.
Take care.
Junior Mafia.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.